The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Scott was coming back today. Wasn't Scott coming back today? Wasn't that the deal? Scott was going to be back today on What's in Your Mind.
Hello, hello.
You're being awfully quiet down at the Bismarck Civic Center.
Well, I was just rounding up a friend to chat with us on the air because we thought, the final day of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference live from the Bismarck Civic Center.
Yeah.
Who better to chat with than someone whose name is synonymous with oil, in fact, who individually has more oil interest than any human being on the face of the earth? Our friend Harold Hamm is back with us on the program. Harold, how are you?
I'm just fine, Scott. It's good to be here with you.
It's good to see you. You've been to a lot of these Williston Basin Petroleum Conferences, but none like this as far as size and scope. Give us your sense of where we are today in 2014.
Well, it just keeps getting bigger and better, much like this oil field itself up here.
It really is an extraordinary time, isn't it?
It is. It's quite extraordinary.
Compare the lay of the land to the first time you set foot on the North Dakota soil. When would that have been?
Well, early 80s. I believe it was about the first time I was up here, and might have been 1981, actually. But a lot of things changed. And 1981, of course, had a boom going then as well. And that faded away. But, it was kind of hard to convince everybody that this one wouldn't go away like the first one did. But it's proved to be much different.
From 1981 to 2014, did you ever envision this and what's to come?
Well, yeah, you could envision it perhaps early on, but it took a while to convince other people.
You know, looking at Lynn Helms' presentation today where he talks about, 5 decades of really robust activity as a result of what's going on, we're still talking about it today's recovery rate, and given how technology has changed from when you first started kicking some soil in 1981 to now, I mean, really, the 5 decades could be small ball.
Well, it's right off the bat, the Bakken proved very elusive from the first time it was found, in the 50s, how to ever develop it. And certainly a lot of people kind of bust their pick trying to prove that, with early drilling and late 80s, early 90s that went on Elkhorn Ranch field. A lot of wells were drilled in the upper Bakken Shale itself, and a few worked, but mostly it didn't. And so it's taken a long time to get here.
It has, but that technology is the game changer, isn't it?
It is.
And not necessarily fracking. Everybody focuses on fracking, but I hear you talk a lot about horizontal drilling is really what was the magic key, right?
Well, horizontal drilling, well bore exposure, actually harvesting the rock itself, the ultra-long laterals, and within 1280s or even longer, has certainly proved to be the key up here. It's opened it up and made it all possible.
What do we are blessed to have the largest audience of any radio program in North Dakota. So we talk to North Dakotans every day, and oil and gas development comes up a lot. And you hear about the challenges, and you hear about the difficulties, and you also hear the great stories about people that have come here and their lives have changed as a result of what's happening here. But there's a give and a take through this and the speed at which with which it's happening. What do you want North Dakotans most to hear from the perspective of someone that has made probably more millionaires out of folks than anybody out there? What do they need to hear? What do real, everyday, Main Street North Dakotans need to hear?
Well, I don't know that you hear, it's what you hear, it's what you feel. If you're down among this crowd this morning, it's a a feeling of tremendous accomplishment, tremendous excitement that's abundant here. You know, it was the hope that we had. Certainly you're seeing a realization of that. It's affected so many people's lives in so many positive ways up here in North Dakota. It's just amazing. The excitement is rampant here. And, you know, that's a great thing about what's happened.
What holds us back?
Nothing. You know, we see the challenges come about, whatever they are, and have been many, and you know, everything from people to rigs to housing to, you know, but you know, the intuition, the initiative of people is they figure out the problem, they deal with it, and they continue to do that here in North Dakota. And it's a great thing, only in America. And I'm serious about that. I just came back from Platts Conference in Europe, and we're the envy of the world. Envy of the world, right here in Bismarck, North Dakota. And everybody would like to do the same thing. And sure, there's shale formations around the world, and some of those are very significant. But without fee ownership, where the landowner owns the minerals, only in America can that happen. And when governments own it, it just is impossible nearly. So we're the envy of the world. We need to recognize that, realize that, and pat ourselves on the back once in a while and say, you know, thank God for what we have only in America.
Only in America. You're just like Kevin Durant. You remember who the real source of this oil is, right?
Yeah.
Just like he remembers why he's an MVP, right?
He does. He does. That was tremendous. I don't know how many people saw that acceptance speech. That'll go down in history.
One of the amazing ones. Remembered his mom and his God. That was pretty neat, that's
yeah,
for sure.
Both of those.
Yeah, absolutely. What keeps you up at night, Harold? You're sounding an optimistic message here for understandable reasons. There's a lot to like. What are the things that have you worried?
I sleep real good at night. There's not a lot of things keeping me up at night, Scott. You know, most of these problems or issues, you know, if there's some out there, we solve them, get on down the road.
So the resiliency of the people is what eliminates any concern. So
right.
In other words, there's challenges, there's things we're going to need to maneuver, but when you got a work ethic of folks like we do in North Dakota, then what's to worry about, huh?
Yeah, we're the best people in the world right here in North Dakota. And
does Washington worry you?
They try.
They try to worry you.
Yeah, they try.
They try to put a little dent in your confidence, but there's not enough even regulatory bureaucracy in North Dakota or in Washington D.C. to slow down North Dakota.
No, this administration has given the activist a lot to think about and work with and all that. And I'm talking about the activists, that the people that would like to shut down fossil fuel production and usage. And some of them have made some gains, you know, with what they've done to coal. We've got a target on our back probably with oil. They'd like to do the same thing with us, but it's not going to happen. And we just need to know that these administrations, they come and go, and this one's on the way out. We have a while longer to deal with this one, but things change in D.C. as well.
You love North Dakota, don't you? You're an Oklahoma boy. I ain't in North Dakota, but you love this state, don't you?
I do. I love North Dakota. It's been very good to me. It's my home as well. And, you know, we're up here one heck of a lot, as you know. So we got great people here in North Dakota.
Well, it's a pleasure to call you a friend. You know, there was a day when you could walk into a restaurant or, you know, show up in Crosby or Tioga and just slip in and slip out. Those days are gone. You're a household name now in the front of Fortune magazine. You're a cover boy. You're a cover boy now, for crying out loud, and on the evening news regularly and everything else. But you're still a good man, a great guy. We appreciate you very much.
Well, it's good to be up here with you. And I still slip into Crosby once in a while.
and Regent and a few other little honey holes for pheasants, right? Yeah.
Right, Dickinson.
Well, thank you, Harold. We appreciate the time very much, and looking forward to what the future holds. A lot of momentum to sustain, and sounds like you're as bully as ever for it.
I am. We just need to keep up the good work and keep doing the right stuff up here.
All right. Well, have a fun time on the stage today, coming up in a couple hours.
You bet. Thanks, Scott.
Good to talk to you. Harold Hamm.
Good to be with you.
President and CEO, of course, of Continental Resources, and the one individual that has more oil and gas resources than anybody on the planet Earth. How about that for extraordinary, and good to hear that he is optimistic about our future. All right, when we come back, we'll open up those telephone lines. We'll get to some more guests, and we'll crank from the third and final day of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, brought to you in part by our friends at Larson Engineering and Ike Bailey today, as well as the folks that have put together this beautiful furniture that we enjoy here today. I tell you what, Harold's bellying up to some Montana Mercantile furniture and Mercantile great stuff here today. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, and you already know them as North Dakota's best truck wash, but now an all-new service. Megan, tell us what's up.
Yep, we are now starting to offer interior detailing services for both pickup trucks and semi-trucks. We do request that you make an appointment. We can guarantee that we'll get your truck done the same day.
Can't beat that deal. Call them at 701-628-1550 now with detailing services at North Dakota's best truck wash in Stanley, North Dakota. They're on the truck bypass south of Stanley, south of the Pinnacle Senex.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
From the Bismarck Civic Center, signed to the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. And Harold Hamm, along with some other CEOs, will be taking the stage coming up after Sean Hannity's presentation, which gets cranking here in about 10 minutes. And the conference goes through early afternoon today. A lot happening here. I apologize for my absence yesterday. I was busy sending our oldest son into the real world. And, you know, I was thinking on the way, back to Bismarck that Think about this. You know, a high school graduation is a big deal when you're a high school graduate, right? I mean, it's a big deal and it's a major accomplishment. But when they get ready to put you in a pine box, at least in this place we find ourselves in now, there was a day when, people that built this country would have like an eighth grade education. Harold Hamm's prime example. I think Harold had an eighth grade education, ended up like getting his GED or something. I can't remember his high school graduation, but I know this. He went back to college at 30. He went back to college at 30 years of age, right? So he comes out of his school years and pumps gas at a little gas station in Enid, Oklahoma, and, gets to meet folks in the oil and gas industry, and then ultimately puts a couple of bucks together, buys a truck, cleans out sludge out of oil tanks. That's how he became what is now a household name, the biggest oil man in the world. And, the high school graduation years are a big deal when you're a high school graduate, but really they're infancy. When we look back as adults now, I sit here as 49 years old, and I can't even remember my high school graduation. Do you remember your high school graduation?
Absolutely.
Yeah, see,
and
I
by the way, Alex would remember it if you weren't there. So
yeah,
don't apologize for being at your son, because this is, maybe years later, it's not going to be a big deal to him, but it is now. And it was very important that you were there.
Well, it was. And it feels like accomplishment. I mean, I can't talk about it without getting a little teary, right? Because, you know, as a parent, you just sit there and say, okay, kindergarten to first grade to second grade. And then when they walk across stage, you know, our chance to influence them now diminishes, you know, by the nanosecond, right? But this was a heavy lift. So as parents, this is a big deal. But what I'm doing here is that, I'm trying to equate North Dakota and where we're at as it pertains to our economy, our way of life, and given what's happening, when you have someone sitting across the table from us, like Harold, who, by the way, is salt of the earth. They just don't come any more salt of the earth than Harold Hamm. And I know that's hard for people to fathom when they turn on Squawk Box on CNBC or open the Wall Street Journal or watch Brian Williams' 30 Rock show or see him on the cover of Fortune magazine at the supermarket to say, yeah, right, he's salt of the earth. Yeah, right. Well, number one, I just told you what he came from. And number two, Alex, our high school graduate, has hunted with the man. And he's probably happiest hunting out by Dickinson than he is doing CNBC, trust me, or hobnobbing with other CEOs. But because he has the knowledge that he has of having been someone that's come from, where he's at to now, pretty incredible. And Lynn Helms gave a presentation this morning. Lynn's going to join us tomorrow. Of course, Lynn is the director of the North Dakota Industrial Commission Oil and Gas Division and also director of the Department of Mineral Resources and a regulator, but probably has more knowledge overall of North Dakota's oil and gas industry than anybody, and really helps us as North Dakotans see the big picture. And he talked today about what's ahead. And I saw a graph that showed us at this level of production, he thinks, by the way, we hit a million barrels a day, this level of production until 2030, okay? And still cranking out a million barrels a day in 2050, as in 2050. And so he's talking about really five generations to come. So, again, I go back to the high school graduate. We're at maybe the toddler level, if we really want to be generous, the high school graduate level when it comes to the level of activity. So just bring yourself back as an adult to where you were as a high school graduate. And you thought you had the world by the tail, but really, in retrospect, now you look at it and say, I didn't know squat, right? I didn't know anything. I believe an apt parallel. I really do, given where we're at and what's to come. Want your take on that as well, what you've heard from Harold and the little snippet I've given you from Lim Helms. And, Lynn talked about the oil and gas industry needing to coexist with agriculture and keeping in mind kids and school and, the community parts of things. Talked about the fact that with this level of activity, bad things are going to happen. That's inevitable. No question those things are going to be there. But what I loved about what I heard from Harold is there was a time when Harold said, look, you folks are too negative about everything. And what that does is scare politicians, and then politicians want to slow things down. Don't mess up this momentum. You didn't hear that from him today. He's saying, I sleep well. You know why? Because you folks are resilient. You'll figure all this out. That's a lot better way to approach things, isn't it? Are there challenges? Are there difficulties? Are there, you know, emergency scenes ahead and you know, industrial accidents ahead? And, of course, welcome to the real world. Whoever promised us a rose garden, right? But because we're a resilient bunch, we'll handle it. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number for your take. You got mine today. I'm putting North Dakota Bud at the high school graduate level. All those graduations happening all across the great state of North Dakota. Lump in the throat of many a parents right now. And a whole lot of bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kids heading into the real world. You know, a degree or two separated from mom and dad, unfortunately. Off to college. Ours to UND and... You know, his classmates to UMary and NDSU and, you know, all over they go. But those of you that have a little gray hair like I do, think of North Dakota as that high school graduate right now. Really green, really young, about to head out without mom and dad watching over into the to the real world. That's really, I believe, an apt analogy. We have some other guests that are going to join us on the program. Tony Clark was on the agenda this morning. Remember Tony? Tony, of course, was a Public Service Commission member, and prior to that, Labor Commissioner. He's a state legislator, very active in Bismarck, Mandan, and scouting. He was an Eagle Scout as a youngster and is still a big booster of, but he's a former Cubmaster of a PAC 180 in Bismarck. He probably appreciates that more than his new label as a commissioner of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. We're going to talk with him a little bit about North Dakota's role in North American energy independence and what needs to happen there. We'll talk with him. We're going to talk about the Keystone XL pipeline a little bit today. There's a topic that won't go away, thanks to Washington, D.C. So we're going to talk with the Canadian Consulate General about the Keystone pipeline and what can be done. You know, Canada might have a better chance at nudging the President of the United States than would, the folks on the Union side that are pushing, or the Republican side that are pushing, or the Democratic side that are pushing. I mean, the Heidi Heitkamp and a handful of other Democrats, and Mary Landrieu down in Louisiana. I mean, they're pushing. His own party can't get it done. Unions, big contributor, can't get it done. So can the Canadians? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to chat with Tricia Curtis of the Energy Policy Research Foundation. She was one of the speakers on Tuesday, the opening day here. Just a wealth of information of, things and facts for folks in the media, and we're going to share a few snippets of that as well, but a good overall picture. And, of course, want to thank our sponsors, Larson Engineering, Hyde Bailey, and the folks that have provided us some fine furniture to chat with our guests from Montana Mercantile. Furniture and Mercantile as well, live from the Bismarck Civic Center today on What's on Your Mind, special Williston Basin Petroleum Conference edition. Stay tuned. More coming up.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Beautify your North Dakota home with the look of the West. Visit the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom in Bismarck. Find unique furnishings crafted from reclaimed wood, hickory, juniper, old wagon wheels, and they specialize in Western copper, leather, and hide. It's furniture built to last. Rugged, beautiful furnishings in the new Montana Furniture and Mercantile Showroom. Find them on the Gulf Block, 508 Main Street in Bismarck.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks. Once you've got new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Bismarck Civic Center, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference is on. A few folks mulling the exhibit floor as we speak, and a whole bunch of others listening to Sean Hannity on the stage as we speak. And, of course, following him will be a number of the major players in the Bakken. We talked to one of them on the program to start the show today in Harold Hamm, but there'll be others as well. Tom Petrie from Petrie Partners will be talking about the geopolitics of shale oil, and then Ron Ness takes over and is going to facilitate a fascinating conversation that'll take place about 11:30 with Harold Hamm of Continental Resources, Jim Volker of Whiting Petroleum, and Tommy News of Oasis Petroleum as well over the lunch hour today. So take that in if you get a chance to come on in and do that. We're hitting the road next week. We'll be in Watford City. Looking forward to that. And when we hit the road, we're sponsored in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. They have locations of Bismarck, Mandan on the west, all the way to Bemidji in northwest Minnesota, Wahpeton, North Dakota, and of course locations up and down I-94 as you head west out of Bismarck, Mandan, or east rather, out of Bismarck, Mandan, to Castleton, Valley City, and of course Fargo, West Fargo, Moorhead, and Dilworth as well. And they're the folks that partner North Dakota oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields and help America fuel better. We thank the folks at PetroServe USA. By the way, any questions or comments for any of our guests, we'd love to hear from you at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. One of our popular topics on this program is the Keystone XL pipeline, partly because we've been talking about it for so darn long. I think the thing's been on the drawing board since 2006, and right now it's a matter of a permit that the President of the United States and the State Department need to sign so that the pipeline can be connected across the Canadian border to our north. So we thought that appropriate that we welcome our next guest, who is with the Consulate General Office of Canada here in the United States, Jamshed Merchant, the Consulate General. How are you, Jamshed?
I'm just fine. How are you doing, Scott?
Good. Nice to see you. So are you the guy to get this this thing signed, sealed, and delivered once and for all?
Oh, I wish. Lots of people have tried, and they're trying very hard to get it going. It's tremendously frustrating for Canada. There's been over five or six environmental assessments from the state of Nebraska, from the federal government, that shows time after time that the route is sound. There's no and that there's no consequences in terms of greenhouse gas emissions, that this makes economic sense, makes environmental sense. So all the reports, the logic shows there's a compelling argument to go ahead and just do it. And then there's delays after delays. So it's a very frustrating situation that we're all in. But ultimately, as Senator Heitkamp said earlier today at the conference, you know, she remains optimistic that this will happen. And Canadians, and I'm an optimistic person by nature, and I remain optimistic that this will happen.
How much of the dialogue and the agenda did this consume in the recent conversation between the president and the prime minister?
Well, I'm not particularly privy to their conversations, but I do know that this energy security, North American energy security, of which KXL and other pipelines and transmission is a key part of, is a key priority for the Prime Minister, for the Government of Canada, and I would expect that this is a topic that's sort of always sort of mentioned at the very senior levels, whether it's the Prime Minister and the President, our Ambassador Gary Deer and his counterparts, our Minister of Foreign Affairs and Secretary Kerry. I think the Canada and the Government of Canada is very focused on this, working with their counterparts in the United States on trying to address this.
You are a consul general in the Consulate General's Office of Canada and work with five states, North Dakota being one of them, and neighboring states as well. First of all, what's your job? What's your mission?
Well, I'd like to say my mission is, it's really all about growing Canada, right? So the Government of Canada is really focused on our future prosperity in Canada. And the Canada-United States trading relationship and our relationship is it's the largest and most effective trading relationship in the world. It's over $700 billion worth of goods and services every year that goes back and forth across the border. That's $2 billion of goods and services across the border every single day. So that relationship is extremely important to the two countries. So my role here Minneapolis, serving five states, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, is to help make sure that that trading relationship between Canada and the U.S. Midwest is as effective as can be and help grow it. So we work with American companies from the Midwest, say from North Dakota, who are interested in setting up shop in Canada. And the idea is, as you're setting up shop, you're creating jobs in Canada, you're buying services in Canada, you're creating prosperity in rural communities and small communities in Canada, and vice versa. So we help companies in Canadian companies who are looking into exporting into the United States, helping them. So the last few days, walking around the exhibition displays, I've been talking with Canadian companies and American companies on that very thing. I was just talking to a Canadian company just now who's looking into entering into the market, you know, and I think they sort of have a product that's sort of anti-corrosion products, you know, and they're looking at entering into the Balkan market. So we can help them in those kinds of things, and vice versa, American companies looking at that. And it's all about joint prosperity, the idea being as we work together, we create, make things together. As you make things together, you're spending money in each other's country, and that means money in communities, money at the federal level, of course, at the national level, but ultimately in communities like Bismarck or Watford City or Regina or Weyburn in Saskatchewan. So that's what we're all about, is to create that prosperity for the future.
There's a word that that North Dakota should really consider Canada to be, and that's customer. I mean, because 71% of North Dakota's exports go to Canada.
Exactly. So that's why it's so important for us to have that relationship. As you say, I think the total trade between Canada and North Dakota is $5 billion a year. That's a lot of money that goes back and forth. 71% of North Dakota's exports go to Canada. That's why it's so important for us to maintain that relationship and have things like the KXL pipeline, because what it means is we're developing an integrated marketplace, not just for goods and services, but energy. And as Commissioner Clark from FERC was just talking about, we have a unique opportunity here, a game-changing opportunity with the Bakken, with the oil industry in Canada, and also Mexico coming online, to create a North American, made in North America, energy strategy, that North America can become energy independent. That is just a mind-blowing concept for what it means for us in the future.
And going back to our earlier guest, Harold Hamm, talking about the level of this plan, how long it'll last, think about this right now today as we sit. 60% of the oil we consume in North Dakota, in the United States, actually is made right here in the United States. So 60%, and then so 40% obviously is then imported, and of that 40% that's imported, 30% comes from Canada, 10% from Mexico. So really, we're getting more and more North American energy independent all the time, and that's pretty extraordinary.
It's good for both countries, right? So Canada is already the U.S.'s largest energy supplier, whether it's oil or gas, as you just talked about, electricity as well. I mean, we have a very integrated electricity grid as well. And what that means is that we're sort of realizing that what we want is it's an energy security, but that also means security in other ways as well. You know, physical security, security of our economies. And why it works is because the two countries share very similar outlooks in terms of doing business, in working together, similar kinds of values in terms of community, quality of life. And it just makes sense to really make sure that our economies continue to grow, because it mutually benefits each other to grow that $700 billion worth of trade a year.
We're chatting with Jamsid Merchant, who is the Consul General with the Consulate General of Canada, and having a conversation about their role, obviously, here at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. You know, the Canadian economy has really actually exceeded the United States in the turnaround. And correct me if I'm wrong, a lot of that was out of energy development, right?
That's right. Yeah. So the government's really focused. Canada had some and Canadians expect the government of Canada to have fiscal prudence, to manage the budget so we don't go into sort of deficits. And Canadians expect we have some of the best quality of life in the world, and Canadians want to continue that. So the expectation is that from Canadians, of their government, is that they put in place policies that continue to grow Canada, continue to grow Canada economically, with the realization as you're doing that, you're providing money to do other things, you know, in terms of the environmental sustainability, social policies that Canadians sort of really value. So that's part of the whole goal, is to develop a system that's to maintain Canada's quality of life, not just for today or the next sort of 5 or 10 years, but really for the next sort of next 2 or 3 generations of Canadians to come.
Give me a snapshot of oil production now in Canada. We hear, you know, obviously that's the part of the link with the need for the Keystone XL pipeline to get the oil to market and an on-ramp for the Bakken ramp. But how are things in oil and gas right now in Canada?
In many ways, the Bakken and what you see in North Dakota is when I go into Canada, into Saskatchewan, into Alberta, into Manitoba, it's a sort of a mirror of that. With the Bakken gas, you know, it sort of goes, of course it's in North Dakota and Montana, but then also there's parts of it in Saskatchewan and Manitoba. So what you've seen in those two provinces is a renaissance, if you like, of their energy and gas industries, and that's adding lots of value to the economy, bringing growth into those two economies, just like in North Dakota. And then Alberta has always been a powerhouse in terms of energy, conventional oil and gas. And then the whole oil sands piece out of northern Alberta is really coming along. And it's what you see there is very similar to what you see in the Bakken. People working extremely hard, developing, being very innovative and creative in developing solutions to develop the resource in a way that's both profitable but also environmentally sound and socially viable.
So where do we go from here? What's as we sit here in 2014, we're at this conference 2 years from now, because it rotates back and forth from Saskatchewan. Next year, be up Regina.
Next year, I hope you make it next year to Regina.
Absolutely, I've never made the Canadian version, so
yeah.
It'd be fun. But what do you give me in a minute or less where you see the future?
Well, I see the future for us to continue, right? And to really just keep on with that integration, to really develop that kind of sense of that. We have two countries that work together. Oil and gas is one part. Agriculture is another big part of it. Realizing that the more we can integrate our economies and work together, it's good for both sides, because what it means is that you're creating jobs, which means you're creating money. And it's in rural communities and local communities, and that's good for both countries. It's good for the countries, the states, and the towns and the communities that people reside in. So it's good for our citizens.
Absolutely. Jamsid, thanks for the time today. Good to catch up with you.
Pleasure. And I look forward to talking to you again, Scott. And make sure you come to Regina next year.
Keep nudging on that Keystone XL pipeline.
We'll do that. Take care.
Okay. Good to talk to you. Appreciate it very much. Take a break. When we come back, some more of the coverage of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Your calls are welcome. For your take on any of this, at 800-228-0550. Any questions we can get answered for you from any of the folks here today, you let us know. 800-228-0550 is that telephone number. And we will continue live from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference. Bismarck Civic Center today after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The long-awaited NDSU pest management app for smartphones and tablets is now available from the Apple and Google Play stores. Simply type NDSU pest management in the search bar and click enter. The NDSU pest management app will appear and can be downloaded. The app is searchable within each category, giving users a quick way to find a pest or management aid quickly and efficiently. There are also special tools designed for the weed section of the app to provide herbicide efficacy ratings about specific weeds and crop rotation restrictions for herbicides with residual properties. As a sponsor of this project, the North Dakota Soybean Council encourages you to download the app today and explore how it can bring value to you during this year's planting and harvest season.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Channel.
You there, driving a rig. How goes it? With each passing mile, does it seem like you're leaving something behind? Like your future? If so, there's someone who wants you. Nuvera Environmental Solutions, formerly Power Fuels. We're in North Dakota, in the Bakken oil fields, the part of the country that's been in the news. Nuvera is making our own news. We're a company putting energy into sustainability in the oil fields. What does that mean? That means you can drive for a company that actually cares about the environment while caring just as much about your paycheck. Start with a generous signing bonus that's part of a commission-based salary. So the better you work, the more you make. Get amazing benefits, even for family members living out of state, along with healthy servings of our 401k program, flexible work schedules, and vacations. Drive smarter. Drive for Nuvera. Visit Nuvera.com/careers or call 701-842-3618. That's 701-842-3618.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Today for day three of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, brought to you in part by our friends at Ide Bailey. We're going to chat with some of the folks from Ide Bailey in a moment. Larson Engineering and Montana Furniture and Mercantile, providing us the fine furniture to broadcast from high atop the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference Exhibitor Hall, which is jam-packed with 530 different exhibitors out here today. Absolutely incredible. So, and another half day of the show to go till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Also, I want to thank our sponsor, High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer headquarters. Tell you what, they got a dedicated team there. Sales and service team. They can sell you a new Apache sprayer right now. some great used ones. But you know what I love most about the folks at High Plains Apache, and that is that they are innovators when it comes to making sure you are not slowed down for a nanosecond when you're in the field. In fact, they have the new AT Ag Center now with the world's largest source of ag application parts. They're known for Apache sprayers, and they've got the parts for the Apache sprayers, 50,000 parts. They also have parts for other sprayers as well. And if they don't have it out of those 50,000 in one of their locations, Mandan or Fargo, you know what? They'll have it to your front door in a day or two. So that's really works great. So the new equipment, the used equipment, the parts, the service, and the expertise, the folks that really know what you need, when you need it, the customer service is what really sets them apart from the competition. So stop and see them. They love to serve you up a cup of coffee and chat. They're on Eastside Court, southeast in Mandan, across from the Bonanza, across Maine, or in Fargo. South by the Walmart off 52nd there, either location, or call them. 701-663-2375 is the number. 701-663-2375 is their telephone number. Well, we talked to a household name in oil and gas production earlier in the program. That would be Harold Hamm. I'm going to give you another household name when it comes to CPA firms. Ide Bailey, really top 25 CPA firm in the nation. 49,000 clients, 1,200 partners and staff members, 22 offices in 10 states. I mean, if you think CPA firms, you think auditing, you think accounting, you think Ide Bailey, right? Well, Kerry Wagner is here to tell us there's some other things you think about, should think about when it comes to Ide Bailey as well, especially if you're sensing all this opportunity that is happening in the great state of North Dakota and need to ramp up and ramp up quick. These are the folks that can partner up right alongside you. How are you?
I am really well. I have a beautiful bird's eye view here.
Is this something?
It is beautiful. You can see all the exhibitors. It's just wonderful up here.
And the only problem is counting to 530 is not one of my expertise. that's how many different exhibitors are out there. 530.
It is a buzz down there. It's my first oil show to be a part of, and I've had a smile on my face for the last 3 days. I have met some wonderful people from every walk of life, every background. It's been wonderful.
And you can help them.
We can help them. Yes, we can. You know, we have such a diverse, you know, like you said, people think, oh, we're a CPA and accounting firm, but we're so much more. Our umbrella covers just about everything from soup to nuts that you can imagine.
So let's go through a few of them.
Okay.
One would be I need people.
Yes.
And I want to make sure the people I have are reputable, they're good folks. So how do you help in that regard?
We do employee background checks. With a lot of new people coming into the state and a lot of new businesses, you know, finding good workers is very important. So we'll do those employee background checks and make sure that you are getting quality people and quality staff that you'll retain for a good number of years as well.
A very important function at a time when there are more jobs available than there are people that are unemployed.
Yes.
You know, the human nature is to get somebody, a live body put into work, and then that can bring about some, you know, turnover is very costly, and of course...
Very costly.
Where folks are coming from, what their background, so really important function there.
Yes, very much so.
How about technology, Kerry?
Technology is a big one out west, especially in the Bakken. We do have some, you know, I don't think it's a top of mind topic. You know, oh, technology, it'll take care of itself. But there are some important issues there that go along with that. And, you know, are you able to access your critical data in real time? Is your technology keeping up with your business? Are you back a couple years and should be forward a couple years? Do your systems and applications work together? Is your data secure? That's a huge one. Is your data secure? You know, with people being able to pipe into your systems and get your critical information, your financial data. You don't want that.
That's one of the questions you're going to get asked, too. When
absolutely.
You're getting on jobs and trying to take advantage of some of that opportunity.
Yes, very much so.
I want to know it's solid.
Very much so.
You know, obviously, we're at an oil show, right? So
yes.
there's a lot of business in the oil and gas area. Tell us about your expertise in that area.
Oil and gas, we do a lot of audit and assurance. Services, tax services, of course, which goes hand in hand with anything. Strategic planning is a big one. Consulting services, technology consulting, and forensic services as well. Forensic services is a very interesting category that we have. I've heard some very interesting stories from some of our forensic consultants from throughout the nation, but especially now in North Dakota, it's starting to hit us a little harder.
incredible wealth of services from Ide Bailey, and again, not just accounting, not just CPA, not just auditing, but all these breadth of activities. How do folks find out more about you?
We have a wonderful website, and I always encourage people to go to our website. It is www.idebailey.com. On there, you will find a list of all the services we provide, every little niche service we provide as well. We also do QuickBooks training. QuickBooks trainings. We have a healthcare reform workshop coming up next week as well. That'll be really big. Just a lot of different things. So I always encourage people to go to our website. And again, that's www.idebailey.com.
One of our sponsors of our broadcast all 3 days here from the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, Carrie Wagner from Ide Bailey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate very much you giving us a wealth of information. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to open up the phones. We haven't had a lot of time to just find out what's on your mind today. So let us know at 800-228-0550. And then a couple more guests joining us. Guests from the Energy Policy Research Foundation with a lot of great information. And Tony Clark, a FERC commissioner. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Tioga, North Dakota is home of Nesset Consulting Services in a beautiful new facility. Kathy Nesset talks about the hometown of Nesset Consulting Services.
I'm very proud of this community. This community welcomed me back in 1979 and 1980 when I first came here, and I feel to whom much is given, much is expected. I am very happy to be able to give back.
And talk about what this new facility allows Nesset Consulting to do for the future.
We're very fortunate. Now we have space. We can now, we have more people hired. We are specializing into some very specialized field services, such as we want to do some thin section preparation of drill cuttings for the oil companies. We're able to do a little bit more quality control of the work that we're doing because we have space for the people to be able to do that work. We have a lab in the back in the shop, infrared chromatography and such like that, that we're doing on the well sites for the oil companies.
To find out more, go to NessetConsulting.com or call them 701-664-1492.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.